Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A lot of you have been asking me about these penny stocks, so I want to go through them. I'll tell you if they're good or they're bad, but there are a reason that most of these stocks that are pennies are low value or cheap as hell. That's because they have not went up over time. Now, it's different if they IPO at a low price, and let's say they IPO at $15, and there's a solid business. But if a company's been out for 8, 9, 10, 15 years, and they're hovering around $5 to $15, it's usually no good. But let's go look at the chart. So the first one is ticker symbol OCGN. The high was at $268.20 in 2016. It is now at $7.29. Not a good candidate, but let's go out. If I go out 10 years, the previous high was $778 and is at $729. Does this look like a good candidate to be a good long-term investment? But when I want to make absolute sure, and look at this, it's also underneath this 200-day moving average. I want stocks that are constantly above the 200, not dancing and staying below. So this is the maximum data allowed on it. Downside is no good. ENF will be the next one. Let's look at it. Stop pulling up. Let's look at GSAT. The previous high was $17.68. It got to a low of 15. These are good trades. So if a stock on a long-term chart is hovering below the 200-day moving average, it's a good trade. I don't think that Global Star could go from 96 cents and then jump up to $5. Yes, baby. Okay, then get another one until I finish. Okay. Yes, thank you. Let's look at ASX. Now this one is hovering above the 200-day moving average. It's not in a price that I absolutely love, but we can say here, these ranges here, the top 747 and $8 are usually the high. You don't want to buy what the previous highs were, but this one is above the 200. There is some upward movement. It's just not an incredibly strong company throughout history. Let's look at CX. $41.96 was the high. It fell down. came to the 20 here a few years later, but excuse me, the 200, but it's having a hard time staying above. If it's not constantly above the 200-day moving average, I don't like it. It's a good trade, not a good long-term investment. Let's look at ZOM. Same thing. Staying below the 200, it broke through. It came back down because of hype. It's probably going to go back to what the yearly open was at 25 cent. And here's a good way to know if a company is good. Go ask a random person in the street or a Target, Walgreens, and ask them, hey, have you heard of Zomedica? Have you heard of this ocean liner company? We go to Naked, right? Some people may have heard of it, but if you're looking at it in aggregate, if you ask 10 people, most people aren't going to tell you, be able to tell you anything good about it. Now, you can see what these correlations are. If I wanted to trade this, I would see what the previous high is. And then you can see when they're broken. 674 is a previous high. If you want to gamble, which this would be, you could then probably buy some at a dollar or two and then hope that it will go back up to 600 bucks based on some insider activity or someone hyping a stock. But I don't think that's a reliable strategy. I don't like Naked for a long-term investment. IDEX is the same. Let's go through these kind of, let's look at CTV. And when you look at a long-term view, it tells a true story. Please write this in chat. Take your emotions out of the investment. So this one, 4 Cable TV International. I've never heard of this. Put in chat, have you heard of this? Well, all the competitors. So I'm thinking, if I'm comparing this versus Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, HBO Max, even what I use, IOML TV, which is not publicly traded, YouTube, are they better than, no. And it's reflected in the price. And at one point, the stock went to zero and was flat. So what's been happening is people have missed out on tremendous gains and they are chasing things with low value and getting a group of people to pump them up. I'm not mad at it, but it's not a good long-term investment. In UUU is a ticker, same thing, the all-time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How it was $4.50? No. SGMD. Same. Can you guys see the same correlation? These popped around IPO. And then Sugar Maid Inc. Who put in chat if you heard of Sugar Maid before? But when you're looking at a long-term horizon, this tells a true story. That's why weekly news doesn't matter. I'm sure 2 weeks ago, somebody probably said this could break out. But there, if there's no pre-existing evidence for it to bounce, I'm not going to buy it on the hype. Let's look at SPI. Same thing. You're going to see the same correlation. And this is your homework. Go look at 500 penny stocks and look at the since inception chart. You will be able to see the correlations between the ones that are good and that are bad. IVR, and Mortgage Capital Incorporated, right? It was great for a while. Then when it started to fall apart and we had a hard push down, what's the probability of this going from 370 back up to 15 bucks? We want things to be above that 200-day moving average before we're able to consider it. And then I'll run through these other ones. MRIN. Marin Software, haven't heard of them. DISCA. Now, this one is interesting. Discovery Inc. We've heard of it. Broke up above the 200-day moving average. It's come back down. So if I'm looking for a place to get in, I would get in either at this yearly open mark or where the 200-day moving average is. In aggregate, there's 1,000 other companies, well, 500 other companies that I could invest in that would be better. But if I were to invest into this one, I would probably put my profit at this previous high at 55.42, get in at this yearly open or at this 200-day moving average, but I don't love it long term. Let's look at OPTT. Same. It was at 4,000. Ocean Power Technologies, And once it started to go down in 2008, it did not break above the 200-day moving average. It is not a good investment long term. Quick tip, it takes you longer than 2 minutes to do your analysis on a stock, the way that you view a stock is too complicated or you don't know what you're doing yet. Healthier Choices Management had a great run because of everyone was chasing gains. No, the move here is over. And the last one, let's look at HNBL. Same thing. Out of any of these, Discovery was probably, although it's not a penny stock technically, was the safest of all, but you saw the same patterns. They either are going to jump up a lot and then slide down, or they're going to have a big pop at IPO and then hover down for years underneath that 200-day moving average. Not good investments. And even if you're trying to flip, you still want to have a chance to make money. You don't want to hope. These are not good companies to invest in, even if you're looking to swing for half of a year. These are good trades that are going to last you from 1 day to maybe 5 days, and then you'll be done. These are the most oversold stocks in the S&P 500. And just because that they're oversold or deemed to be overvalued does not mean that they're good, but you can put them on your watch list. So you can come to tradingview.com. You can click on oversold and it'll give you a list, right? So usually I will go through and see, have these been going up, but maybe they had a hard drop or maybe they had a bad earnings, right? So let's take BTAI. So you can see end of year here. It went to the 200-day moving average, shot up like crazy. Middle of the year, July started to come down, and then now we've been pressing down very hard. But there is not enough evidence behind BioXcel Therapeutics in order for it to be a long-term investment. It would be a good trade, nothing more, nothing less. So I will scan this list and go through and see which ones are oversold, and then I will go look and see which ones are doing well. And then those would be the ones I would consider investing in if I'm looking for an edge. And also here, you can also go to top gainers. You can go to most active. And then you can also go to the ones that are most overbought. And you're going to see the ratings here. And these will tell you if they're a buy or a strong buy.
My graduates from my school being Forbes,
backdrop.
Backdrop. A mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.